hope and light of better days ahead. If we all do our part. Now, because all the work we've done, we'll have enough vaccine supply for all adults in America by the end of May.
A somber but optimistic and hopeful message by President Biden as the one-year anniversary of the COVID pandemic today. Thanks for being with us tonight. I'm Rob Nelson.
And I'm Marnie Hughes. The president using his first primetime address to announce that he is directing states to make all adults eligible for the vaccine no later than May 1st. His goal, to get the country closer to normal by the 4th of July.
Some big goals outlined tonight. The president's speech coming hours, of course, after he signed that $1.9 trillion relief package into law. News Nation's Joe Khalil joining us live now from D.C. with the very latest on a very, very big day for this young White House.
Yeah, it is, Rob. And, you know, I was surprised, actually, he did talk about that $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, but it wasn't until later on in the speech he opened up right away, again, sort of a more somber tone, saying that, you know, the hurt that many families have felt because of this pandemic is a collective hurt, not only people who've lost loved ones, those who've lost their lives, but also people who have lost jobs, people who have fallen into homelessness. So he said it was a collective effort. And I think one of the points that stuck out to me was at one point he literally leaned in to the camera and made a direct appeal to all Americans, saying that to get over this pandemic and to move forward, it's going to take every single person. Here's what he said.
I promise I will do everything in my power. I will not relent until we beat this virus. But I need you, the American people. I need you. I need every American to do their part. And that's not hyperbole. I need you. I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity.
All right, so you heard the president there. You know, I thought it was striking that he not only made, you know, that direct appeal, but he also broke some news today, again, setting the agenda, moving forward for his administration, saying that, again, by May 1st, they want to have every American be eligible for a vaccine. And he also said he's going to be doubling down on the vaccination efforts, opening up a number of new centers, and also enabling more people, more medical professionals, dentists, veterinarians, even medical students to be able to give those vaccines and sort of ramp it up. He said that his initial goal, 100 million vaccines in 100 days, he's actually going to meet that 10 days from now. So, you know, they've sort of set these expectations here. He struck a positive tone, but he also said that this is not the time to take our foot off the gas here. Every American also needs to stay diligent.
If we all do our part, this country will be vaccinated soon. Our economy will be on the mend. Our kids will be back in school. And we'll have proven once again that this country can do anything, hard things, big things.
Now, obviously, that was sort of a direct appeal, and he made a number of those. But one more that stuck out was that he said, if we don't do these things, if Americans don't cooperate, he talked about the division with people who, you know, won't wear masks and some of the animosity, frankly, that we've seen there. He says that it is possible that we may have to sort of turn around and see more restrictions. So he ended on a more hopeful appeal that the United States is ready to get to the next phase of this vaccine. And, you know, it's just remarkable when you think about this address as he comes in. This is obviously the largest challenge that faces his administration. And he sort of tried to find a balance today in this speech, being hopeful, also explaining to the American public what that stimulus bill is going to be able to do for them directly, while at the same time remembering all of the lives lost and the fact that we are still losing lives every day to this virus.
A death toll now above 530,000. The president saying tonight he promising to tell the truth and to follow the scientists and the science. And now he's pretty much going to take the show on the road. Now that this massive package has passed, he's going on a media blitz tour of sorts to kind of promote what he's done and sell it to the American people, even though the package right now does pretty well in polling amongst Democrats, Republicans, and independents.
That's right. There is a name for it. Help is on the way. And we heard about this yesterday from the White House. Basically, there is a strategy to sell this. And a lot of it, according to sources that we've talked to, comes from the fact that back in 2009, when President Obama had his stimulus package, there was not a major effort, according to, again, some of President Biden's allies, to sell that package and to sort of explain to the American people why it benefits them, how it benefits them. And so that's why we're seeing a concerted effort. It began tonight, but we know the president's going to be traveling along with his members of his cabinet. He'll be in Georgia and Pennsylvania. He'll be talking directly to Americans about, you know, whether it's those $1,400 stimulus checks, whether it's about extended unemployment benefits, whether it's that, you know, $3,000 or $3,600 child tax credit. They are trying to make the point to let everybody know what the benefits are in this bill. So it's not sort of celebrating the bill or selling it, but rather it's just sort of explaining, you know, to the American people, this is how we are going to move forward. The administration has its role, and they're also trying to, you know, in your day-to-day lives, see how it's going to impact you. So, Rob, certainly that began tonight, and expect to see that in the days ahead.
And some of those stimulus checks may be direct deposited by the weekend. Joe Khalil, once again on Capitol Hill for us tonight. Thank you, Joe. And following the president's address, Republican National Committee Chairwoman Rona McDaniel did release a statement which says, in part, tonight, on a solemn occasion marking the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 shutdown, the American people heard Joe Biden take a victory lap for passing a $1.9 trillion boondoggle disguised as COVID relief. Biden and Democrats in Congress chose to pass a partisan bill where only 9% of the money is targeted to fighting the pandemic, all while continuing to ignore the suffering of American families that are struggling while out of work and out of school. As our nation recovers, it is important to focus on the challenges that lie ahead, getting Americans back to work, allowing students to return to school, and finishing the work the Trump administration started in distributing vaccines.